silence.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们学习宣道的工作。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue learning about the work of evangelism.
我们来唱一首诗，四百二十一。
Let's sing hymn 421.
四百二十一。
421. And we're going to talk for about 30 minutes.
好，我们会留一点时间啊，让大家讨论。
And we're going to save a little time for discussion.
让我们大家谈谈啊，我们在地方教会，我们怎样来推动宣道工作。
And we're going to talk about how we're supposed to push evangelism at our local church.
我们有些负责人在场啊，因为有一些经验也可以彼此分享。
And we have some board members here with us, so we could share some experiences.
我们继续来谈这个宣道的装备。
And we should talk about how to equip ourselves for evangelism.
我们知道这个军人在打仗的时候，那个装备很重要。
And we understand that for military soldiers when they are at war, their equipment is very important.
就包括他的穿着，包括他的那个武器呀、啊。
And this includes that his outfit and also his weaponry.
那这个都影响到这个征战的胜败。
And this will affect the outcome of the battle.
我说我们要传福音啊，做基督的精兵啊，也要有一些属灵上的装备。
And so to preach the gospel, to become a Christian soldier, we need to equip spiritually.
我们做一个宣道的人呢、哦，第一个就是要深知自己所信的。
And as an evangelical person now, we have to deeply believe what we believe.
对我们自己的信仰啊，我们要非常肯定，而且能够确信。
And to our own faith, we have to be affirmed, and we have to deeply believe them.
啊，我们跟人家见证的就是一个纯正。全备的救恩。
And what we testify to others is a complete truth.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多前书二章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1.
二章一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
说弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去。并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。第二节
，Verse two，
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。好，所以我们在传道里啊，不是讲一些人的学问知识。
And so when we're preaching, we're not talking about worldly knowledge.
保罗说，虽然他非常有学问
，and Paul says that he is very knowledgeable。
现在有一个王都说，保罗啊，你的学问实在太大了。
And even a king once said to Paul that your wisdom is so great。
那他说啊，我不是用高言大志在传福音。
And he says that I did not preach with eloquence or superior wisdom。
因为我在传道里的时候，我立志啊，不用别的东西。
Because when I try to preach, I determine not to use other things.
说主知道啊，耶稣基督跟他钉十字架。
And I only know that Jesus Christ was crucified.
所以耶稣基督的救恩啊，是我们整个信息的中心。
And so the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ is our central point to our faith.
所以我们要把我们传道的重点讲耶稣基督的救恩。
And so our main theme when doing preaching, it will be the salvation of Jesus Christ.
啊，因为耶稣是唯一的救主。
And Jesus is our only savior.
整本圣经啊，就是为耶稣做见证。
And the whole Bible is to testify on behalf of Jesus.
啊，那我们讲这个福音的大纲哈，福音的五个主要的纲要。
And we're talking about five main points of gospel.
耶稣的降生。
And the birth of Jesus.
说这是福音的起头。
And this is the beginning of the gospel.
啊，主耶稣来到世界啦，要来拯救人类。说耶稣的降生。
And Lord Jesus Christ came to this world to save mankind.
神成为人来到人间。
And God became man. That came to this world.
他带来真理跟恩典。
And he brought truth and grace.
再来就是耶稣钉十字架。
And next will be the crucifixion of Jesus
Christ. 因为他就是借着死来败坏掌属权的。
And through death, and he has corrupted the different things.
要把我们啊从死亡当中救赎出来。
And he wants to save us and deliver us from death.
第三个就是耶稣的复活。
And third point is the resurrection of Jesus.
耶稣如果没有复活啊，我们所信的都是枉然啊。
If Jesus Christ did not resurrect, what we believe has been in vain.
一般的教主啊，死掉都没有啦。
And usually the Catholic Pope when they died.
但是耶稣因为他是生命的主。
And because Jesus is the Lord of life.
所以他把生命舍弃，但是他可以复活。
And he has abandoned his own life, but he could resurrect.
所以我们相信他，我们才能够跟他一样啊，啊，能够有复活的盼望。
And so when we believe in him, we could also be like him, have the hope of resurrection.
第四个就是耶稣的升天。
And fourth point is the this ascendance to heaven.
因为他回到天上以后，然后不再把圣灵降下来建设教会。
And he has gone back to heaven and he sends down the Holy Spirit to establish the church.
说他怎么升上啊，将来还要怎样再临。
And how he ascended, he will descend the
same way later on. 所以福音的最后一个就是耶稣的再临。
So the end, the last point of the gospel will be the coming.
所以将来这个整个世界会灭掉。
And so the world will be destroyed at the end.
耶稣来要审判全世界。
And Jesus Christ will come and judge the world.
说那个时候啊，众人在神面前都要大声哀哭了。
And the multitude of the people will be shouting and will be wailing in front of him.
连那些啊杀害耶稣的、用枪刺他的人呐、啊。都要明明看到耶稣的再临。
And even the people, the soldiers that have pierced Jesus will see his second coming.
所以不得救的人来讲啊，那个是他们啊感到悲哀的日子。
And for those people that's not saved, that's a day of tragedy.
啊，那是对我们信主的人呐、啊。
And to us believers,
那是我们的盼望实现的时候。
And this is our hope of revelation that reveals.
所以圣经里面说，当耶稣再临的时候，得救的人可以昂首挺胸啊，来见主。
And the Bible records that for the second coming of Christ, and those who are saved, will be walking in the and full of confidence and being very positive.
啊，因为那个就是我们所盼望的，啊，那个时候实现了。
And because this is the time that we have hoped for has come.
好，啊，所以这是福音的五大纲哈。
And this is the five main themes.
耶稣的降生，耶稣的受死。
And the birth of Christ and the death of Christ.
耶稣的复活，耶稣的升天，耶稣的再临。
And the resurrection of Jesus, the ascendance to heaven of Jesus, and the second coming of Jesus.
啊，这是很重要的，我们传道的啊一个重点。
And these are very important points for us when we preach.
保罗说啊，我立志不知道别的，我就知道耶稣基督。跟他定十字架的救恩。
And Paul have said that I've made a determination not to know other things, but I want to know the salvation of the crucifixion of Jesus.
啊，再来就是要对教会有认识。
And then you have to understand the church.
我们看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3
第二节
verse 2
以弗所书三章二节
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 2
说量毕你们曾听见神赐恩给我将关切你们的职分托付给我第三节
verse 3
用启示使我知道福音的奥秘正如我从前列列写过的第四节
Verse 4
你们念了就晓得我深知基督的奥秘第五节
Verse 5
这个奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣徒徒和先知一样保罗讲到说
And Paul have says here
他深知基督的奥秘
and he deeply know the mystery of Christ
耶稣基督啊这是神的奥秘
and Jesus Christ will be the mystery of God
那么伟大创造天地万物的神啊怎么会变成一个人啊来到世界
and the greatest mighty creator of this world has transformed himself to a man to
so this is 大在镜前的奥秘啊
and this is the greatest mystery ever
他让世人信服啊让天使看见最后被接到荣耀里面
and so the people will believe and angels will witness and everybody will be brought into heaven
啊另外一个奥秘啊就是教会
and the other mystery will be church
有的人认为说啊教会是人的团体啊是卑微的啊
And some people might think that church belongs to an organization of men.
现在很多错误的看法说，我们是靠着耶稣得救，不是靠着教会。
And some of the misconceptions now we have is we are saved because of Jesus and not because of church.
这是错误的观念。
And this is a misconception.
圣经里面啊，很清楚讲到这个教会在整个救赎工作的重要性。
And Bible clearly states the importance of the church, that has to do with salvation.
因为教会就是耶稣的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万流主所充满的。
And it's filled with everything, in its element.
教耶稣是教会的头。
And the church is the head of the Christ.
教会是耶稣的身体。
And Christ is the body of church.
所以我们怎么可以说啊，头很重要，身体不重要？
And how can we say the head is important, the body is not?
头跟身体啊，就是连属一体的，都是非常重要、非常宝贵的。
The head and the body is interconnected, and all of them is very important.
所以教会耶稣啊，也是教会全体的救主。
And so Jesus is the almighty savior for the church.
有所说全部啊都是在讲教会。
And so the book of Ephesians talks about church.
教会怎么来的，教会的重要性。
And how the church comes about and what are its relevance.
又讲到说用很多来形容说什么是神的教会。
And they are using many examples to describe
神的殿啊，基督的身体啊。
And God's temple, also the body of Christ.
耶稣基督的新娘子啦。
And the bride of Christ.
这都是在形容教会的重要性。
And this is to emphasize the importance of the church.
第三章里面说啊。
And in chapter 3 it states.
神要透过教会把他丰盛的智慧、恩赐跟能力啊，充满在教会里面。
And through church, God will fill its power and grace.
所以要透过教会来救人。
And through church, mankind will be saved.
所以你要得到救恩啊，一定要进到神的教会里面。
So in order for you to receive the salvation, you have to enter into the church.
你不可能说啊，你自己啊找一个人哦，你要跟他洗礼什么？没有教会的差遣啊，那个没有用的。
And you cannot find a person who could baptize you on their behalf, and then this is all useless without the
authority of the church. 我们是在教会里面，我们领受救恩。
And we're inside the church and we receive the salvation.
受洗得赦罪。
And we receive baptism and our sins are redeemed.
我们领受神的灵。
And then we receive the Spirit of God.
因为这是恩典啊，这是救恩啊，都充满在神的教会里面。
And because these are the grace and also a blessing that fills in the church.
神要透过教会来得到他的荣耀。
And through church, God will receive its glory.
所以我们不要再有错误的观念，认为教会不重要。
And so we shouldn't have the wrong conception, thinking that the church is not important.
教会跟救恩啊有直接的关系。
And church has direct relationship with salvation.
所以保罗说啊，这是一个奥秘。
So Paul states that this is a mystery.
这在以前没有人知道，但是现在显明出来了。
And people does not know about this before, but now it has been revealed.
因为外邦人透过进入教会跟能够同为后世同做一体同盟应许。
And so the Gentiles would enter into church, and then together they will receive everything that's available to them.
所以我们对教会的道理也要明白。
So we have to understand.The words relative to church.
另外一个就是复活的奥秘。
And the other one is the mystery of resurrection.
我们刚刚也谈过啊，主耶稣复活。
And we have talked about this that Lord Jesus was resurrected.
哥林多前书十五章啊，要谈到复活的道理。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about the gospel of resurrection.
所以这些基本的道理我们要了解。
So we have to understand these basic teachings.
另外一个就是熟练啊得救的教义。
And we have to be well versed.In the words of salvation as well.
在一九六七年的时候啊，我们教会开世界的代表大会。
And in 1967, our church has held a world delegation assembly.
通过了我们教会的基本信仰十条。
And we have passed through the ten main doctrines of our church.
所以这是我们基本的我们的信念，我们的信。 到底我们在信什么？就是基本的十大信仰。
And this is our basic belief and what we believe upon.
所以我们在这个讲习会里面呢，有谈到我们基本信仰哈，就讲十大信条，还有认识真教会。
And during the seminar, we also talk about the 10 basic beliefs and then also the true church.
所以我们要宣道，我们对基本的这得救要道，我们要清楚。
And so, as relative to evangelism, we have to understand the truth about salvation.
那这个十大信条里面呢、啊，其中有五项啊。
And in the ten basic doctrine, there's five of them.
啊，那个时候更是我们真耶稣教会的重点啊，叫五大教义。
And these are the main doctrines of True Jesus Church.
啊，那个是我们教会跟一般教会完全不一样的地方。
And this is what separates True Jesus Church from other denominations.
所以没有五大教义就没有真耶稣教会了。
And so if there's no five basic doctrines, there's no True Jesus Church.
所以我们要跟人家见证，我们要先了解我们在信什么。
And so before we testify to others, we have to understand, what are we believing?
那我们对自己的信仰有正确的认识。
And we have the correct concept to our own faith.
当你跟人家谈道理的时候。
So when you talk about the words to others.
你就能够分辨他对在哪里，错在哪里。
And you could distinguish what is right and wrong by what he says.
因为我们可以用圣经的道理来分辨。
And because through the teachings in the Bible, we could tell the distinction.
不过就不会受到人家的影响。
And so we would not be affected by other people.
有一个弟兄啊，有一天啊，跑到传道房找传道。
And there's a brother who went to the pastor room to.
传道啊，改一改啦，改一改。
And says, "Pastors, please, we need a change."
传道说要改什么？
And so the pastor says, "What are we changing?"
人家都守星期日啊，我们为什么要守星期六？
And then he says that everybody else observe on Sundays. Why do we observe on Saturdays?
传道跟他看一看。
And so the pastor looked at him.
这个是最基本的道理啊。
And this is the basic one of the basic.
所以。洗礼
So water baptism
啊，洗脚礼、圣餐，这是三个圣礼嘛，哈。
Foot washing and a holy communion are the three sacraments.
啊，另外一个是安息日跟圣礼。
And then also Sabbath and a holy communion.
这是很重要的，叫做五大教义。
And these are the five basic doctrines.
啊，所以我们对这些道理的内容要了解。
And so we have to understand completely the contents.
这是第一个装备，深知自己所信的。
And so this is the first way to equip and to deeply believe what you know.
我们看到保罗啊，他为着传道理啊，受尽各样的羞辱啊。
And we know that Paul have endured many sufferings because
受到了很多很多的苦难。
And he has.Received a great pain.
但是他说啊，我不以传福音感到羞耻。
And he says, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of preaching.
我因为我清楚知道我所信的是谁。
Because I clearly understand what I believe.
我也确信啊，我能够把我自己的一切啊交托给神。
And I believe that everything I have, I can entrust it upon God.
啊，所以啊，我也尽心啊完成神所托付给我的工作。
And so I try my best to fulfill my duty of what I've been assigned from God.
要把纯正的道理把它传扬。
And I want to preach the pure and true gospel.
如果我们对自己所信的啊，能够确信啊，那虽然有一些不一样的意见看法或者诽谤批评啊，我们就不会受影响。
And if we could really believe what we have believed, and then we will not be affected by any kind of criticism or attacks.
我昨天在喜乐部教会讲两种根基啊。
And I talked, I spoke about the two different type of foundation at Hillsboro Church.
主耶稣说啊，你们听了我的话，照着去做的。
And Lord Jesus Christ have said, when you do, when you practice what you have heard.
他就是一个聪明人，啊，把那个房子建造在一个非常坚固的磐石上。
And this is such like a wise man who has built the house on solid ground.
说雨淋、水冲、风吹啊。啊，都不影不受影响。
And throughout the storm, the house would not be affected.
我们信仰根基如果很稳固。
And if our faith foundation is very firm.
不管是从天上神来的考验。
And it doesn't matter whether we have tests from heaven.
啊，或者是魔鬼的工作啊，改变道理啊，要冲毁你的根基。
And were any works of devil or the evil ones, and they want to change your foundation.
或者是我们环境当中的一些啊，事实的看法啦，或者别人来的诽谤攻击啊，我们都不受影响的。
Were any external attacks from our surroundings, we will not be affected.
但是你如果啊，对神的道理不清楚啊，好像把房子盖在沙土上一样。
But if you're not clear about the gospel of God, it's like building your house on a sanding ground.
稍微遇到一点考验啊，整个就垮掉了。
And once you encounter test, everything will collapse.
所以我们对自己所信的啊，要有坚定的信念。
And so we have to be affirmed of what we believe.
啊，要领受圣灵的充满。
And we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们做事情要大有信心啊。
And we have to have great faith while doing our work.
信心可以帮助我们胜过世界。
And so the faith can help us overcome
帮助我们克服很多很多的困难。
And will help us overcome difficulties.
我们看到使徒时代的教会在选工人哦，他们要大有信心。
And we can see that the churches during the apostolic times that they have great faith.
啊，这个信心呢，不是一种知识上的，而是行动上的信心。
And this faith is not something that's educational, but is actually.
有的人呢，对工作啊，怕怕的，什么都不敢做。
And some people are afraid of any type of work.
事实上，我们对该做的事情，我们要勇敢的去做。
And but in reality, we should just be bold and do anything that we should be doing.
所以我们要先清楚啊，什么是我们该做的事情，正确的事情。
We have to understand what is it that we have to do, the correct things that we have to do.
有一次在南加州啊，开联合部大会。
And one time in Southern California, we had a United Congregation meeting.
后来每年都有固定的英文的布道会，英文的联合部的。Hosanna Outreach.
We have a Hosanna Outreach in Southern California on a yearly basis.
有一次在一个教会举开。
And one time was held at a local church.
啊，那个教会的财务负责就跟我讲。
And the financial officer from the church said to me.
他说我们这个不要做了，花那么多钱呢。
And we shouldn't do this because we spend so much money.
啊，如果教会还要。总会一直要叫我们在我们教会办的话、哦啊、总会要全部出钱。
And if General Assembly want us to hold this type of seminars, they should spend the money in doing so.、
哦、我们要积一点钱、啊、我们准备盖会堂，要增建会堂。
And we should save our money for rebuilding the church.、
啊、所以他说我们现在不够钱。
And right now we're lacking fundings.
我就跟他讲说，你不能够这样讲。
And so I said to him that you shouldn't say it this way.
教会的工作啊，该做的就要做。
And any church, relative to any church work, if it's
important, we should do it. 我们要凭信心做。
And we have to do it with.
其实财务的不是很重，虽然很重要，但是不是很让我们操心的事情。
And although finance is very important, but this is not something that we should worry about.
因为圣经里面很清楚说，神的山都会有预备嘛。
And because the Bible states very clearly that God will prepare.
所以我们要看说这个工作是不是需要。
And we should see that whether this work is needed.
如果需要啊，大家宣布啊，大家努力奉献，一般啊，大概都没有问题。
And if it's needed, then we will make the announcement and we accept offerings, and then usually there shouldn't be a problem.
那这教会的钱啊，不是说哦，慢慢积积了一大笔钱在那边好看的， 就要做圣工嘛。
And the church's finance is not just to accumulate a big account.
尤其最主要就是宣道牧养的工作。
And what's importantly that we have to do it on holy work.
所以该花的钱还是要花。
And any money that we should spend, we have to spend it.
哈，说不能够说啊，我们没有钱啦、啊，所以不要在这边开布道会啦，不要开讲习会啦。
And we shouldn't say that because we don't have money, then we don't have to have these seminars.
所以我们这个信心很重要，做圣工要有信心，靠神推动一切的工作。
And so when we do holy work, it's very important that we have faith to push the God's work.
尤其当负责人、啊、要有信心，走在前头，带领整个教会。
And especially when you're a board member, you have to have the faith to walk in the front to guide the congregation behind you.
就是要行动着信心。
And so you have to have a faith of action.
因为我们知道靠主啊，凡事都能。
And we know that when we entrust the Lord, we could do everything possible.
还要有属灵的智慧。
And we should have spiritual wisdom.
所以我们知道说什么时候要做什么事情，啊，讲什么话。
And we should know that when should we do or say certain things.
尤其啊，我们在跟人家做见证。你传道理的时候
，and especially we're testifying, we're preaching to other people.
有的人啊，道理都不讲啊，啊把教会的一些是非通通讲。
And some people might not talk about the truth, or they rather talk about the gossip that happens.
不是传道理，是在传是非。
And they're not preaching the truth, but they're preaching gossip.
啊，所以慕道者来啊，道理都还没有听进去，就知道说，哇、哦，你们哪一个人怎么样，哪一个人怎么样，好像教会里面很多都坏的。
And so truth seekers would come, and then before they understand the truth, they would know more gossip.
啊、这个就是缺乏属灵的智慧。
And this is a lacking of spiritual wisdom.、
哦、所以我们要知道说该讲些什么话、啊、能够造就人。
And we should know what the things that we should we can say and to edify others.
有时候碰到一些事情，我们怎么样用智慧、啊、来处理。
And sometimes when we encounter different things, and how can we resolve the issue?
另外一个传道理啊。啊、很重要的就是要好名声。
And another important aspect of preaching the gospel is to have.
我们这个见证啊，除了用口头见证以外，
and,
行为的见证很重要。
And other than preaching with our mouth, it's very important to preach with our actions.
有很多人啊，是因为看到信徒的好行为啊。啊、这样是被感化，他来信主的。
And many people they will see the good deeds from our members, and then they come to believe in God.
有时候因为我们的行为不好，虽然你道理讲得很好。
And sometimes because we don't have good action, although we have very good sermons.
啊，但是也变成啊，人家要信主的一种阻碍。
And it became a great obstacle to somebody that wants to believe.
我们这个教会里面在做传道工作啊，应该有一个。计划一个策略
and when we doing evangelism, we should have a systematic approach as planning.
箴言里面说啊
，and in the book of Proverbs,
打仗要靠智谋。
And when we fight, we need plan strategic.
他说，如果魔术多了，他就能够得胜。
And if the planning goes well, we will be victorious.
啊，所以我们在做什么事情呢，也要有计划，有谋略。
And so that anything we do, we need strategic planning when doing things.
还要让这个宣道工作啊，啊能够有好的果效。
And so the work of evangelism will yield good results.
啊，所以我们也要有计划，有谋略。
And so we should have planning and systematic
approach. 我谈几个观念就好哈。
And I will talk about a few concepts here.
啊，第一个就是我们要建立一个宣道的教会。
And we have toEstablish a church of evangelism.
就让我们这个教会啊，变成有一个宣道的风气的一个教会。
And we will want to have a surrounding or a culture of evangelism.
让信徒啊都有这个宣道，很自然的你。 来到这个教会，你就想要做见证、传福音。
And naturally, it become a habitat of evangelism when people comes in. You wanted to preach.
所以要培养教会这种宣道的风气。
And so we should develop a culture of evangelism.
我们有几个教会做得不错，像我们 Queens 教会不错。
And I think that there's a few churches that have done a good job. I think Queens is one of them.
像南加州的那个伯恩啊 Bowen Park 教会
and also Bowen Park in Southern California
那个教会它宣道风气也相当好
and they have very good evangelism culture in their church
哦，所以他们虽然本来人数少少的啊，现在已经300多人了，大概第二间吧，第二间大的教会吧
and they used to have very few members but now their membership count is about 300
各种的宣道工作非常积极
and they're very actively in achieving their evangelical work
所以宣道是教会的最重要的工作之一啊
so evangelical work is one of the main work tasks
教会应该有计划的全面性推动宣道的工作
and there's a systematic approach into planning and how to
能够动员全体信徒
and we will utilize all the members' resources
鼓励每一个人啊都能够带领人来
and we encourage everyone to bring somebody to church
有的教会把它定为说每一个人带一个人
and some church even brought ainitiative that everyone should bring at least one
真的我们如果每一个人都在带慕道者的话这个教会很快会坐满
and indeed if we each and every one of us could bring one true seeker and this church would be filled in no time
可以再分社
and we could to spread out into different locations
教会要有宣道的组织
and we should have a organization of evangelism.
所以总会有总会的组织，教区有教会的教区的组织，这个地方教会有宣道的组织。
And so General Assembly would have their organism or local outreach would they?
有宣道的负责人，有宣道的小组。
And so we should have our own evangelical team and board members.
常常开训练哦，来装备这些工人。
And we will hold trainings to equip. The workers.
然后就是定期的举行各样的宣道工作。
And periodically we will have the different types of evangelical work.
接下来就是要设立慕道班、出现班呢，做跟进的工作。
And we will have also have true seeker class and a basic belief class.To push evangelical work.
再来就是祷告跟这个宣道要配合。
And also we have to coordinate prayer and evangelical work.
动员信徒为宣道工作祷告。
And so we will let the congregation members to pray for our evangelical work.
另外一个就是善用教会的一些诗刊小册就是说传福音的工具。
And properly utilize the different resources, such as publications and flyers that we have.
这个宣道工作有两方面方式有一个是有三方面一个是个人的宣道。
And so evangelical work, there's two different aspects. One is the personal evangelism.
这个个人宣道这是最实际带领人的方法。
And personal evangelism is the most practical way to guide a person to believe in God.
另外一个是聚众的，就是我们教会信徒集合起来的一种布道方式。
And the second aspect will be a group evangelism.
我们一般在一年两次的布道会。
And twice a year we will have evangelical service.
除了这个以外有的教会有定期的一个月。或一段时间就有一次的布道会。
And other than this, every periodically a church would have different evangelical services.
有时候举开家庭的布道福音的茶会。
And sometimes we will have gospel tea fellowship and also family evangelism service.
有时候是几个教会联合起来的联合布道会。
And sometimes we have different churches that would have communal evangelical service.
可以针对不一样的对象做布道。
And we we could target different people to achieve our goal.
啊，比如说儿童啦，青年啦，老人啦。
And it could be children, it could be youth, it could be the elderly.
啊，或者不一样的地点哦，比如说在校园里面。
And we could have different settings, such as maybe campus.
台湾现在都在做那个医院布道。
And in Taiwan, they do a hospital evangelism.
啊，也有那个工厂里面的布道。
And also factory evangelism.
啊，所以我们可以善用啊各样的场合啊啊来布道。
And we could, we should utilize all different types of settings, for our evangelical work.
另外一种是那个大众传播的布道哈，那个不是在我们这边的范围。
And we have also mass media evangelical work, but this is not within our category.
这个在台湾的教会现在就很积极啊。
And the Taiwan, the churches in Taiwan are very active.
电视、网路啊，还电视啦、电台啦、网路。
And television programming, and as well as internet evangelism.
我们刚刚谈到说啊，这个宣道工作要有组织进行。
And we talked about a systematic approach to evangelism.
所以总会有宣道处，他们会啊有一些计划。
So the evangelical department in General Assembly would have a certain planning.
我们教会的职务会啊啊有宣道股。
And
股 department.
And the the church,
the
council. The church counselor board members will have a department of evangelism.
好，啊，另外也设立这个福音组啦，或者宣道小组。
And also we have evangelical and pastoral teams.
啊，其实啊，整个教会啊都要配合这个宣道的工作。
And actually, the whole church should be supporting the evangelical
work. 所以不是光几个布道的工作人员在那里做。
And this is just not a few evangelical workers.
整个教会啦，包括宗教教义啦，啊，家庭聚会组啦。
And the whole church should be supporting the effort, such as
各种团契啦，访问啦。
And religious education or family teams.
还有诗班呐。
Visiting teams and also choir groups.
啊，都要配合这个宣道的工作。
And we should in supporting, we could come in conjunction to.
那所以这个宣道工作啊，应当有一个比较完整的计划。
And we should have a more complete planning.
负责宣道的人，他应当把整年度啊啊要做些什么宣道的训练啊，要办些什么宣道的活动，要整个把它列出来。
And the person that's responsible in evangelical work should have a planning schedule in the beginning.
所以让整个教会啊都能够了解，而且都能够配合。
And so the whole church could understand.Its effort and planning, so they could coordinate and support.
啊，本来这个资料里面都有那个宣道的一些啊计划的细节，我就不谈。
And in our group and in our books, we talk about the different details. I'm not going to talk about.
宣道工作的训练也有很多可以谈哦。
And there are many training aspects that we could talk about as well.
不久前那个总会谢竹士啊。他有来在伊丽莎白帮我们开了一个宣道的训练。
And not long ago, USGA Deacon Xie had came over to Elizabeth and held the evangelical training.
所以总会有总会的计划，还有他的训练工作。
And so the General Assembly have their own trainings and also their own approach.
我们这个地方教会自己本身也要有宣道方面的训练。
And local churches should have evangelical training.
就是训练啊，让每一个信徒啊。啊，都是成为福音的尖兵呢。
And to train that every one of our members could become the Christian soldiers.
哦，我们这个资料里面呢、啊，有一个是主耶稣啊个人宣道的一些例子。
And in our thesis, there are many personal examples of evangelism.
啊，这个我就不谈了，就让我们自己啊。来看。
And I'm not going to talk about it here, so we should read it when we have a chance.
我们现在要到门口，我们要到门口照一张相片。